The gospel reading today, St. John tells us that this is the verdict. The light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light because their works were evil. That still is the case. All we have to do is look at some of the things that go on with our own government. As things start to be brought to light with some of the corruption that's going on, all of a sudden we have people screaming bloody murder, thinking that exposing the evil is a bad thing. Well, it's not that the exposure of the evil is a bad thing, but for them to be exposed as having done something evil would be considered by them a bad thing. And we know how that works in our own lives. And it starts from the time that we're little. Any parent knows there are two things when you've got little kids that you listen for. Either a blood-curdling scream or silence. Because you know fully well if that kid is silent, they're into something they know they're not supposed to be involved in. They're trying to hide it. Don't we all do the same thing? We just become, I suppose, a little better at it. Or we think that we do. We try to hide our misdeeds. When we look at the lives of the saints, they don't try to hide what they did. Even their sins, they're willing just to let everybody know how sinful they are, because they're walking in the light. Now, that doesn't mean that we need to be out broadcasting all of the things that we've done. But what it does mean is, if we're recognizing in ourselves that we're trying to be sneaky, trying to hide something, it's got to raise a flag that says there must be something wrong if I'm having to sneak around. If I'm trying to hide this, there's something that's not right. I mean, if you're planning a surprise party or something, yeah, you got to be sneaky. That's fine. We're not talking about that. We're talking about if we're doing something that we know to be wrong and we're trying to keep it hidden, that should be the clue to us that we need to stop, that we need to get back on the right track. We have to be able to see what happens is that, again, we can go through the motions, but what will happen is if we're doing these sorts of things, we're going to find that our hearts begin to pull away from the Lord. We might still show up for Mass, we might go through the motions, but we're not really putting our heart into it. We're not praying the way that we should because we're giving ourselves over to things that are wrong. So if we want to be able to love the Lord more, we need to get rid of the sinfulness. We need to get rid of the things that we're trying to keep hidden. Obviously, if there is something that's there in your life, get to confession. Bring it to the light of the Lord. He already knows what you've done. That's not the issue. Thing is, if we're trying to keep it hidden, then it's pulling us down. It's going to continue to cause trouble for us. And we do not need to be afraid. As St. John pointed out, God so loved the world that he sent his only Son. And he sent his Son so that the world would be saved, not so that the world would be condemned. So if there is anything in your conscience that you know that has not been confessed, but you're just embarrassed or you're afraid or whatever it is, come back and read this. Look at what it says. You do not need to be afraid of the light. Initially, just like when you wake up in the morning, you turn on the light, it might sting your eyes a little bit. Once you adjust, you can see pretty clearly. That's what Jesus wants. If we're in the dark, we can't see. We think that we're keeping our stuff hidden from everybody else. But we're the ones who are blinded because we're wandering around in the dark. Get rid of it. Get it out of there. Bring it to the light and be free so that you can walk in the light. That's what our Lord desires for us. And it's so we recognize here, even in this, because it's an easy passage to get mixed up with, because it says that whoever believes in him will not be condemned. So you might say, well, I believe in Jesus, so therefore I'm going to heaven. Well, that's not entirely the point. It says, here's the verdict, had to do with their actions. So we can give lip service to Jesus, but not serve him. And we can't say, well, because I gave him lip service, that therefore I'm going to heaven. Those are the kind of people the Lord said, not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. So we have to live it. We have to put it into practice. We have to make sure that what we're striving to do is good. Now, of course, we're all weak and we're broken, and if we're going to try to overcome sin, yeah, we're going to keep falling. But the question is whether we want to. Because there are lots of sins that we really don't want to get rid of. And there are other sins that we're trying to get rid of, and in our weakness, yeah, we keep falling into them. There are some things that are pretty easy. The bigger ones, interestingly, are far easier to get rid of than the smaller ones. If I were to say to you, let's say you had a problem with stealing, and I said, just quit stealing, it's like, fine, I'll put my hands in my pocket when I go into the store. If I say, quit being impatient, well, good luck. You can't put your hands in your pocket and say, okay, I'll never be impatient again. That doesn't work that way. The little ones are far deeper and far more difficult. So yes, in our weakness, we may be falling. But if we're working to overcome them, then we're out in the light again. We're not trying to hide it. We're just continually working at it. But if we're just simply giving in and we don't want to get rid of it, that's where there's a problem. That's where we continue in the darkness. So reject the darkness. Because remember what St. Paul said about you. God has freed you from the kingdom of darkness and brought you into the kingdom of light so that you can be children of the light and therefore to walk in the light as our Lord tells us to do. St. John makes very clear, if we're going to walk in the light, it's because our deeds are good. They're done in God. That's what we want to be striving for. Obviously, none of us has perfected that, and we can't say 100% that I'm doing everything in the Lord. But that's what I want to be able to do. That's what I'm striving for. That's what I'm working toward. If we're doing that, we're going to be fine. We believe in the Lord, we're trying to serve the Lord, we're trying to do holy, good things. That's what we want to be about. And when we're doing that, then the verdict on the world is that they chose evil. Verdict on us, thanks be to God, will be that we chose the light, and we chose to live in Christ as children of the light.